Welcome to Murondoy.
This Christmas, make a very special season. This Christmas, make a wish and watch it come true. This Christmas, let Republic ease your way. This Christmas, get rid of the gray and get a new point of view.
Make your Christmas happen. Get a quick, easy, and so affordable Republic Bank loan with competitive rates, bundled packages, and a super fast turnaround.
This Christmas, share it with those who love. This Christmas, let Republic Bank make it happen for you.
The Gal Lottery Company's $1,000 instant tickets have so much to offer. Available at any of our 250 agents countrywide. Just try your luck. You could win a top prize of $2.5 million. And other prizes ranging from $1,000 to $250,000. It's so easy to play. It's even easier to win, as each ticket offers multiple play areas. There are $70 million prizes to be won in the games. So get your $1,000 tickets today. And remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with Expansion Anchor Bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Coretta told Sergeant Murray that she made the accusations against Simon because she was upset. Simon told Denzel that he advised Malachi about marrying Alexis, who was only 18. Alexis arrived, and when Simon left, Denzel warned her about rushing into marriage and hurting Catalina and Auntie Myrtle. He asked her to reconsider and was shocked when she told him that she and Malachi got married the day before. Right now it's Christmas Day and Catalina and Denzel are having breakfast.
Denzel, are you enjoying the pepper button bread?
Yeah, Mommy. It tastes real good.
So what happened?
I just don't feel hungry. I seen like how Auntie Myrtle lie down in bed because her blood pressure is still high. It's just too much.
Yeah, but Auntie Myrtle gonna be fine, babes.
Yeah.
And as for your sister, I've just been praying a lot. You know, hoping she come to her senses.
But what if it's too late, Mommy?
What do you mean?
What if it's too late for Alexis to come to her senses?
No, it's not too late. Let Malachi make us and go back to the States and we gonna work on her.
I never know.
Denzel?
Mommy?
Look, stop stressing. Let me enjoy this Christmas, yeah?
Well, Alexis should be here.
I called her last night to tell her come for lunch, but she didn't answer her phone.
No surprise.
I wish she could surprise us and come over.
I doubt that.
Gotta keep the hope alive.
Mommy?
Yes, Denzel?
It's something I need to tell you.
Okay.
I went to see Alexis yesterday.
Okay, you did?
Yeah. I just thought that I could get through to her.
What happened?
She said that...
What?
She said that...
What?
She said that she and Malachi already got married.
Vivi, you outdo yourself today, girl.
Well, all them picnic comes, so me have to make sure me cook enough.
And me mouth of water here, girl.
You can't overdo the do, you know, sonny. You still got to think about your diabetes.
Me know, babes. Me know.
Today, I be not only celebrate the holiday, I be a celebration you becoming village chairman.
And what better way than to have my whole family with me?
Yes.
They need to hurry up and meet here, man. Me done hungry.
Only 11:15, sonny. Me tell them for come for 12.
Me nigga for wait 45 minutes more for eat.
Drink little water in the meanwhile or eat some salad.
Man, baby.
Me serious.
Look, I better me go and open the shop then.
Sonny, a Christmas day, man. Now open the shop.
Me I open this afternoon. Enough money there for make Christmas day.
Sonny, now but only 3 o'clock this morning you close the shop. You not come a world forget all the money?
Baby, you see how Abia live comfortable? See, if that would have been the case, if me have been stay, how me stay?
That's why you go make one good village chairman.
Me go turn things wrong in this council, gal.
Me know that.
This year was a good year. Me so happy how things turn out.
Yes.
Me glad how things turn out for me with the elections and the council and so. But you know what me most happy about, babes?
What?
Me and you. I be fine, I be way back to one another.
Yes.
Oh, me love you, babes.
Me love you too, Sonny.
I been got no missile too.
Oh God, sorry, this a Guyana.
All right. You can still give me a kiss, do you know?
Mwah.
My love, baby, sing.
Already married? No. I gotta go for that right now and see she.
Mommy, she won't be there.
What is really going on?
Then she'll just tell me that Alexis and Malachi don't get married.
What?
Auntie Martha, look, sorry. What were you doing out to bed?
You can't expect me to lie in bed all day on Christmas Day, Catalina.
Yeah, but remember the doctor said you need your rest.
That does not mean I have to lie down in bed all day. I can watch television.
All right, well, I'm going over by Simon's house because this is unbelievable.
Mommy, Alexis and Malachi are not there.
How you know that?
Because she said they were going to Suriname for the holiday. And Malachi going back first week in January.
Well.
She said they were flying out this morning.
Well, imagine that, eh? Me child gone out of the country and I ain't even know.
Catalina, all will be well. All will be well.
Just relax, Auntie Mart. You relax.
I'm okay. I checked my pressure earlier and it was down to almost normal.
Good. Denzel, you stay with Auntie Myrtle.
Where are you going, Mommy?
I'm going to see Simon. Maybe Alexis lied.
You think that's wise?
I don't think you should go over there, Catalina.
Look, we got to fight for Alexis. We all saying, I should just sit down and watch her life go down the drain. She is my child. And I'm not going to sit back and watch that happen.
But they gone to Suriname.
I just don't think you should go over there and confront Simon.
Auntie Myrtle, I just want to know if it's true.
We will know soon enough.
Okay. I'm still going out to get some fresh air.
In the heat?
Catalina!
I need to clear my head. I can't stay in this house.
Hi, Catalina. Merry Christmas.
Shelly, what are you doing here?
Well, I bought a black cake for you. And I was hoping we could talk.
We ain't got nothing to say to each other. And I don't want your cake. I bake.
Man, Catalina, please now. I miss you.
You should have known that before you mess up with friendship.
Man, you ain't gonna ever forgive me, Catalina. Please. James and his wife, okay. Everybody move on. And I know that you need a friend right now.
I have Marlo.
Right now, Marlo there with your family. But Catalina, I am here.
Look, I'm heading over to Simon. I need to know where Alexis is.
Well, come along now. I give you a lift. You know you're going to need backup for deal with he.
I could handle myself.
Catalina, please. Just come in the car.
All right.
Auntie Myrtle, you okay?
Yes, Denzel.
You need anything?
No, thanks.
What are you thinking about?
Your sister and life.
Oh, okay.
I'm really worried about Alexis.
Auntie Myrtle, you shouldn't be worrying so much.
I know, son.
We need you to be here a long time.
Well, to be honest, Denzel, when I had my episode at the supermarket, I thought, what would happen if I wasn't here anymore?
No, Auntie Myrtle. We can't lose you anytime soon.
I promise I will be here as long as possible.
Yeah, we need you.
As for Alexis, you know, I had a thought.
What?
Maybe we should accept things for what they are.
You mean support her marriage to Malachi?
If they're already married, what can we do?
Well, true.
We just have to pray Malachi doesn't hurt her.
I think he might be hiding other things, though. If he was married twice already and didn't tell her, what else he's not gonna hide?
Well, Denzel, my dear, We all have to pray that this works out for Alexis.
Well, it's a waste of time coming here, Shelley. Simon must have gone to Suriname with Malachi and Alexis.
Suriname? I know you're frightened for sure, Kathleena. I know the whole family worried. When Auntie Myrtle collapsed at the supermarket, it was so frightening. I know me and she always had big problems, but still.
Yeah, I really got to thank you and Sister Patsy for what y'all did for her.
It's okay. The poor lady was so stressed out. I tell you, these young people could really stress you out.
You know what's the worst part, Shelley? Alexis told me some really hurtful things. After everything I do for Shinsha, brother, that girl threw all my sins back in my face.
Kathleen, I'm sorry.
You do everything for your children, and you never know the gratitude or the lack thereof.
Yeah, they know nothing much about Simon, son.
All we know is that he was married before and claims he loves Alexis. Look, in me mind, I hoping that everything gonna turn out fine. But Shelley, in me heart, I got a feeling that something ain't gonna go right. I got a feeling that Alexis gonna get hurt really bad. And it killing me.
Sometimes the instincts is be right.
Yep.
Well, I hope that Simon and his son ain't carrying Alexis to Suriname to sell shit or something. Trafficking in person is no joke.
Oh gosh, Shelly. Look, Shelly, don't say that.
I'm sorry. But knowing Simon, how we like lock up women and them kind of things, I won't put a pass here.
God, please. Please bring back Alexis back to Guyana safely.
Yes, Lord.
Anyway, Shelly, I gotta go. Thanks for the lift.
Kathleena?
Yes?
So this means we're friends again?
Shelly, look, don't get ahead of yourself. One day at a time.
All right, I could live it out.
Bye.
Collect the cake now.
Thanks. And enjoy the rest of the day.
You too. Well, look at that, eh? My Christmas wish come true.
Thank you, Father.
The Ministry of Communities is responsible for housing, water, regional development, and local government. With holiday greetings, here is the Minister of Communities, the Honorable Ronald Bulkan.
As strong families build robust communities that develop into resilient nations, so does Christmas bring the closeness of friends, the comfort of home, and the unity of our nation. May the true meaning of the season fill you, your family, and community with joy, love and peace as we celebrate together. Christmas is also a time for looking forward to the new year with confidence, courage, and hope for a brighter future. This year, the ministry has been able to deliver yet another local government elections, allowing for the establishment of 9 new local authority areas. These include 8 neighborhood democratic councils, and our newest municipality, Madia. This extension allows for each hinterland region to be home to a capital town, with now 91% of our population covered under the local governance structure. This new development will ensure that citizens are able to access public services from within their regions. The Ministry of Communities will continue to provide affordable housing, water, and sanitation services, and support our local democratic organs, particularly the new NDCs, as they seek to improve conditions within your communities. The Ministry in 2019 will focus on consolidating the gains to improve community awareness of the local government system and to promote greater participation. The new year promises to be an exciting year as we work together for a brighter life for us all. Do enjoy the holidays and amazing Happy New Year.
A Christmas message from the Honorable Ronald Bulkan, Minister of Communities with responsibility for housing, water, regional development, and local government.
Christmas time.